Nolte, Trump's coronavirus job approval rating is higher than the media's. By John Nolte on March 24, 2020. A Monmouth poll shows that President Trump's approval rating on how he's handling the coronavirus is higher than the media's. Other polls show the same. While 50% of those polled say Trump is doing a good job handling the crisis surrounding the Chinese virus, only 45% say he is not doing a good job. The numbers for the job the media is doing are lower. Only 45% of Americans approve of the media, while 43% disapprove. This poll also shows that 48% of registered voters approve of the overall job the president's doing, his highest number in this specific poll since June of 2018. Trump's 50% coronavirus job approval in this poll is actually lower than what we are seeing in other polls. A recent CBS poll put Trump's approval at 53%. The CBS poll also shows that more people trust Trump, 44%, than the national media, 43%. A recent ABC News poll has the president at 55% approval. Axios has him at 56%, and by a wide margin of 61% to 39%. A Hill-Harris survey reveals that Americans say the Trump administration is taking strong enough action against the Wuhan virus. In this same poll, only 52% approve of the media, while 47% disapprove. That's a full 9 points lower than Trump's positive rating. These numbers are important because they explain why the media have been caught red-handed telling legions of lies about the coronavirus, specifically about Trump's handling of it, and why the media is now doing insane things, like accusing Trump of racism when he calls a virus that originated in China the Chinese virus. This is especially insane once you realize the media called the coronavirus the Wuhan or Chinese virus for months, and only declared it racist after Trump copied them. As I write this, the media are blaming Trump for a man who died after ingesting a fish tank cleaning chemical. No, really. Even though New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo has also expressed his hope that this same malaria drug will help coronavirus sufferers, the media blame Trump. And I should point out that no one should be blamed except this poor fool. If that's not bad enough, the media are attacking Trump for spreading false hope. The exact same hope Cuomo expressed, and then after Trump pushes back, the media are deceptively editing the video of the exchange to make Trump look like he pushed back on a softball question. And if that's still not bad enough, the media are so worried about the president's approval ratings rising, they are calling for a total blackout of his daily press conferences. That's not an exaggeration. The media are seriously considering abusing their power to blacklist Trump's briefings so he can no longer speak directly to the American public. In fact, on Monday night, a number of media outlets cut away from Trump's briefing before it was over. This last one is anecdotal, but the media are so unbalanced and frustrated that the coronavirus is not becoming Trump's Katrina, that CNN's Jake Tapper is admitting he allowed a guest to lie about Trump while appearing on his basement-rated show. The media are becoming more unstable and dangerous by the day. Hate mixed with impotent rage is a hell of a drug. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.